Hello, my name is Karen Guglielmo, the Special Projects Editor for SearchCIO.com, and I'd like to welcome you to today's expert podcast series on ITIL. I'm joined today by Larry Killingsworth, the Managing Director and ITSM Practice Manager for Pultaric & Associates. Larry has more than 35 years of industry experience in developing and managing technical service delivery and support systems for engineering and IT. Most recently, he was the lead for implementing IT service management in a Fortune 500 company. His experience includes IT process development, including industry good practices based on frameworks such as ITIL, COBIT, CMMI, Six Sigma, ANSI, and TQM. He has developed courses and taught service management at the university MBA level and is active on the local interest group board of ITSMF for the Lehigh Delaware Valley. Welcome, Larry.
Hello, Karen. It's a pleasure to be here.
Great. And as I mentioned earlier, we're here today to talk about ITIL. Today's podcast presentation will be broken up into three segments, each 10 to 15 minutes in length. The series of podcasts will include discussions on ITIL certification, various process improvement methodologies, and change management. Today's second presentation is on the various process improvement methodologies out there today. And in this second podcast, I'll ask Larry a number of questions about various process improvement methods, such as COBIT, BPM, ITIL, and more. So Larry, let's get started. My first question is, why are process improvement methodologies so important today to large organizations? What are the benefits of using them?
Well, I think process improvement has a direct impact on the bottom line. And although sometimes it's hard to convince somebody why, for example, they need to improve their ability to handle service requests consistently will result in less cost, I think that the real issue is in order to make a profit, you have to have a pretty limited amount of choices. One of them is the cost impact in the way that you work on things like cycle time, quality, and the quantity of products and services that you can sell. And to make it a little more interesting, you throw in the fact that these work processes are interrelated, and the gains made in one area can be completely negated by another area if they don't work together. So, for example, one of the engagements I've dealt with had to do with process consolidation. The client wanted one process and had at least five independent variations of it in other places to start. That meant that there was obviously duplication, but more importantly, I think folks outside the process group was not aware of the other's work sometimes in the same areas in the same projects. It sounds absurd, but you know, you'd be surprised at how many companies can't deal with this issue as well as they should without some help. For example, we were able to recover $500,000 in cost avoidance in the first 6 months of consolidation, and after that, we had less resistance to change in the way that people thought about their work.
Yeah, that makes sense. Is process improvement the job of the IT organization solely? Why or why not?
Well, I think right now the focus seems to be on how to cut costs and improve the cycle time for IT. I don't think it's a new phenomenon, but it's really a constant issue that needs attention. It's not just IT, though. It really has its roots in the business processes that are required to support the products and services over the organization to its outside customers. Most of the IT's customers are internal business areas that use the technology in support of their business objectives. When you ask the business what they need to take orders, track shipping, billing, and customer satisfaction, there are many different solutions. It's interesting that the businesses don't usually relate the way that they work to the amount of effort the IT organization will need to exert to keep them operational now and in the future. As the businesses ask for more flexibility in the work process, the IT solutions have evolved to a level of complexity that's sometimes difficult to follow. Where we've simplified the business, human interfaces, we've also transferred some pretty complex operations into the software and firmware that support that simplicity. IT is still playing catch-up to the business with respect to what's required to manage the infrastructure on these tasks. One of the duties of IT is to show the business how the decisions that they make will impact the way that IT will need to adjust to provide the services required. The relationships between IT and the business are symbiotic in some ways. The business needs information technology, and the information technology requirements are what the organization of IT supplies and supports. One of the ways to maintain sanity is through application of appropriate work process to IT functional areas to provide consistent, reliable responses to the requesting of the organization's business areas.
So they really do work together, but IT kind of takes the lead.
I think so. I mean, you know, it's kind of the chicken and the egg. Mm-hmm. You need them both.
You do need them both. So other than ITIL, what are some alternative standards or initiatives to improve processes within the enterprise?
I think that ITIL is arguably the best known at the moment, but there are some other frameworks like COBIT and MOF that have been associated with IT for a number of years. They have taken the ITIL best practices and actually utilized them for specific purposes. COBIT is an audit, and MOF is an offshoot of the Microsoft Operations Framework that is a process-oriented framework similar to the ITIL frameworks. There are also other ones like the Supply Chain Operations Reference and ISO and ANSI standards that can also be used. Each one of these has a special niche that addresses specific needs while at the same time provides an overview of what the total holistic package needs to look like. ITIL is a framework that's evolved into a service lifecycle approach that's meant to encompass the business point of view and bring it closer to the business needs and bring the business focus into IT.
Okay, so do larger enterprises get the most benefit out of using process improvement techniques versus, say, small or mid-sized organizations?
Well, I think the numbers are generally more impressive from the larger organizations, but if you looked at the results in terms of percentage of effort versus benefit, I bet you the numbers would probably be similar. I personally think that when you're more of a one-man band, these process improvements are part of the way you have to work, and I think you really can't afford to be inefficient. Does that mean you got to follow all the recommended procedures in every process from these frameworks? No, but I think the bigger companies adopt them to fit their needs as well. I think the point is the fact that you are cognizant of the need to be consistent and efficient and effective processes is what's important here. For example, a simple way to track requests can be a repository or database of records that have enough information and can point to documents that detail the issues should be sufficient for most and consumes a smaller level of effort to create and maintain than a full-blown CRM system.
Okay. So what is the difference between process and service lifecycle improvement strategies, and how does that impact the approach used to improve?
I think process focuses on the how to provide these services, where the services themselves focus on the what it is that they were going to provide in the first place. I think both of them are based upon the fundamental premise that there's a definition based upon the needs and constraints and the linkage to the related areas that provide the inputs, destinations for the services and products that are supported by the processes to achieve the results. They're all linked together. I think that the techniques to improve both are pretty similar. You need to review the issues from a business and IT perspective, decide what to improve, then gather SMEs and determine what the needs to be changed and where you want to go. There's a model in the continual improvement service improvement book that fits in here. It starts with what is the vision, the business vision, goals, and objectives, and it's followed by where are we now, baseline assessments, and so forth, and then where do you want to be, measurable targets, how do we get there. This entails the service and process improvement techniques, and then how did we get there after we made the change, and that has to do with measurement and metrics definitions.
Okay. And on that note, that does conclude our second podcast in the ITIL series. You can check out the webcast and podcast section on searchcio.com for direct links to the first and third installment of this ITIL series. Thanks again to Larry Killingsworth for speaking with us today. And thank you all for listening. Have a great day.